Hi everyone. Actually, I'm presenting this talk on behalf of Professor Wei Xiangwu, and unfortunately, he couldn't be here today. And actually, myself and organizing another two biochar sessions in this afternoon and tomorrow, and you're most welcome to go to the session 291 and 392 this afternoon and tomorrow. Now, I would like to discuss with you about the potential roles of returning rice straw biochar. So it's biochar produced from rice straw to paddy soil, and for carbon sequestration, and also for prevent for some environmental benefits. And I'm from Zhejiang Agriculture and Forestry University. Actually, I just went back to China after 20 years working in New Zealand in New Zealand Forest Research Institute. But I'm very keen to work on the biochar and hope to collaborate with you in the near future. And my talk mainly will be start with a brief introduction and then some details about the characteristics of rice straw biochar produced under different conditions, and then very briefly touch the environmental effects of biochar put into the paddy field, and finally have a quick summary. Rice, probably many of you may know, rice is the most important food in China. And particularly in southern China, almost every Chinese have at least one meal of with rice. So generally speaking, more than one third of the food production in China actually is rice. So roughly 200 million tons of rice produced each year, and equivalently around 200 million tons of rice straw also produced. And in China, and about 8 million tons per hectare per year produced in Zhejiang province, that's eastern China near Shanghai, which the university I work and my colleagues based on. And in Zhejiang province, rice is a very dominant crop, and the rice straw is more than 60% of the crop residue available in Zhejiang province. And for the rice straw, in the recent years, it has been mainly for, they have some options for use of the rice straw, but mainly it's a direct return to the paddy field. And also relatively large quantities are burned in the field. It causes a huge air pollution issue. So it has been banned, but still some farmers are still doing that. So when we return the straw to the paddy field, this has been practiced more probably like thousands of years in China. They have obvious benefits, like increase the nutrient supply and increase the soil organic matter. That's very natural happen. And also because the carbon increased and improved the formation of aggregate. But the huge disadvantage is the methane emission. It's a very big problem, particularly recent years we're talking about the climate change. And on the other hand, because the rice is so important, and of course other food crops, and the demand for the food, so resulting in a huge increase of the fertilizer used in agricultural land. For example, in like the paddy field, in average, more than 400 kilograms of fertilizers used per hectare every year, so which is probably highest in the world. Because huge amount applied to the paddy field, but the reality is only small proportion has been utilized by the crop, and large quantities actually went to the waterways, including nitrogen and phosphorus. And which the last recent years, the eutrophication of the some very well-known lakes is getting a huge problem. So the eutrophication problem and the waste of fertilizer as well as cause even bigger environmental problems. And this morning, the previous speakers have talked a lot about the biochar and the benefits of the biochar. For example, we can put the biochar into the soil, can improve the retention of nutrients, and reduce the fertilizer use, and improve the overall productivity, and such many other benefits. So the question is, if we convert the biochar, the rice straw into biochar before we put it into the soil, instead of directly put the straw into the into the paddy field, so that would be a question, and it's worthwhile doing that or not. So, and before that, we need to produce the right biochar for the right use, and so we can produce like a tailor-made biochar for beneficial use. And then I'd like to talk about some characteristics of the biochar produced from rice straw. And this is equipment based in Zhejiang University we use for making biochar. So it looks quite neat. And during the experiment, I use five different temperatures from 300 to 700 degrees C. And the holding time or residence time, it's four different residence time. We have one, two, three, and 5 hours. And we produce use the nitrogen to drive out the oxygen to make the environment with the absence of oxygen. And the heating rate is 5 degrees per minute. As immediately past the previous speaker has mentioned, so the biochar, when we produce biochar, increase the temperature, it's always reduce the yield, and at the same time increase the temperature, the ash content increased. And on the other hand, the volatile matter decreases with the increasing of temperature, and the fixed carbon increases with the increase in temperature, exactly the same as the previous speaker has pointed out. And we also did the elemental analysis. The HC ratio and the OC ratio. And interestingly, the HC ratio has been proposed as an indicator of the stability of biochar by the International Biochar Initiative at this moment and on a discussion paper. So it's quite interesting. They propose the decent biochar should have a HC ratio of 0.5. And from all the properties here, basically from 300 to 400, there's quite a big gap increase, and the gap is quite a big order for all the properties, including the model and the like elemental ratios. And we also measured the pH of the biochar produced under the different conditions. Generally, the pH of the biochar increased with the temperature, and roughly from 300 to 500, that's a very obvious increase. After 500 degrees C, and then the biochar pH stabilized. Similarly, for the surface acidity and the surface alkalinity, the changes like 300, 400, 500 degrees, they have the same change. And after 500 degrees, they very much similar. And we also look into the agronomic properties of the biochar. So we measure the extractable phosphorus and CEC in the rice straw biochar. And from this figure, we can see at 400 degrees peak temperature, the available phosphorus is relatively high and decreases with the temperature increase. And 700 degrees is much lower. And on the other hand, the CEC, the biochar produced at 300 and 400 degrees, they're kind of similar, then a sharp decrease with the increase in temperature. And we also analyzed the biochar with Fourier transform infrared. So this like the some structure, the like a CO double bond, this kind of structure, it's a reflection of some kind of lignin related properties. So with increasing temperature, actually the lignin, it looks at the structure originally from lignin actually decreased and almost disappeared at a higher temperature. On the other hand, the cellulose, it's usually we consider it's less recalcitrant. In the biochar, actually even at 700 degrees, still some there. So this area, so some peaks still available. And we are lucky enough to get some biochar actually produced 3,500 years ago and buried in a paddy field recently unearthed in the Zhejiang province. And we had opportunity to analyze use the FTIR. And basically the structure of the freshly produced biochar is very similar to the biochar actually buried in the soil and mixed with the soil 3,500 years ago, which means that we put a biochar in the soil, potentially can last at least 3,500 years. And we have also used the NMR to characterize the straw char as well, the charcoal from basically from the ancient charcoal, the 3,500 years old char, they have a lot more carbonyl the chemistry contains almost 15% of the carbonyl, and in the freshly produced biochar there is none. So this means that even biochar can last a long time and very stable, then still oxidized somehow over time. So probably one thing I'm really trying to say is that if we put the rice straw into the biochar, this is an incubation study. I don't want to tell the details because there's no more time. If we return the straw into the rice paddy field, there's a huge emission of the methane from the paddy soil. And if we withdraw and put a biochar into the soil rather than the straw, then the very minimal emission of the methane. Stop here. The characterization is basically finished. Thank you. One question, please.
Only 3,500 years old biochar. That's fascinating. How deep under the surface was buried?
It's less than 1 meter.